John went over and beginning of the first visit with Burl and Ms. Cook this Saturday at and after supper, the 28th of September, 74. John went over and the beginning of the first visit with Burl and Ms. Cook this Saturday, the 24th of September, 28th of September, 74. John went over. Channel one over, and beginning of the first visit with Burl and Ms. Cook, after supper, early supper, this Saturday, the 28th of September, 74. Sitting down here at this time of time.
Well, like I say, we just eat sandwich for dinner. And usually, if we just eat sandwich for dinner, I get supper a little early.
Yeah.
Then we're going to church, we're going to go to church tonight.
Yeah.
So, that makes it work out better. Now, if you need a snack, or get up at midnight.
I'm going to try this out after a while before we go. I'll turn it on. Just see if it works.
Sure, it ain't on now.
No.
Well, I better get the bread.
Dear Lord, bless this food to our body's need. Forgive us of our wrongs and save us, for Christ's sake. Amen.
4 o'clock. I thought it was 6. Good mass. I thought it was getting way long.
Well, now, Mom, I thought I had sausage.
I'm glad you got a little of this, because I haven't had any since the first week in August. Help yourself. Don't pass it to me without passing it. Help yourself. I just thought of...
Mom got, you got sliced biscuits. You didn't have time to bake biscuits, guy.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, now...
Well, we'll have...
Why she can't...
Got too much other stuff to do.
Well, let me tell you, one of these days, we'll have a little cornbread.
I can make cornbread.
Yeah.
We've lived on it.
Now, Mom, them's delicious. Them's really delicious.
The coffee's not quite
ready. Down. Hmm? Sit down and eat.
Well, we're going to... What are we supposed to do with them? Better put them in the cellar, hadn't we?
Cool. I don't know. I never ate eggplant.
These eggplants?
No. They are just anywhere.
Just anywhere.
They're not delicate like...
They're not?
No. Are they, Leon? I don't think they are. Of course, if you got a cellar, you might as well put them in it.
We can get it in here.
I tell you, I tell you what, guy,
stuff,
I moved your boxers up there off the floor.
Yeah.
The floor gets damp in there.
I thought maybe it would.
Yeah. And I set them up off the floor.
But I want to get them out of sight. I don't like to see moving and everything messed up. You know what I do when somebody's painting there,
mm-hmm.
or the carpenter's there? I stand there with a broom. Ain't that awful?
Yeah. Well, why are you standing there with a broom?
So he won't trump it all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Want an iced potato?
Have you?
I've got them. I've
yeah,
definitely got them.
I love that one.
I go holler for old Imogene and bring her.
Getting
and
down here dry.
potato?
That's sweet potato. That's a white sweet potato.
That's a white sweet potato.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, thank you.
Well, she crowded them a little bit too much. If she'd have browned them just a little bit.
That's ice potato. You don't need sweet potatoes when you got an ice potato like this.
There's cow butter there, and then over there's the bottom butter.
Now, I don't know how they are, but that Boughton butter can just sit there as long as this cow butter's here. As long as it don't taste old, I tell you, I don't.
I tell you what, look at it this way. That'll keep longer than that right there.
This will.
Yep.
This thing. Let me tell you, I've gotten more than I need.
What do you mean?
Oh, Steve, I noticed you down there with a pitchfork.
Yeah, that's right. They're small, though. Well, I love to get my hands in that hay. I haven't handled any hay like that.
You let the machine do it.
No.
No, we don't have that good hay.
Oh.
Nothing like it. That is such a handsome hog.
Well, she's
real good
meat. We had her
dressed
and sliced, ready to go in the freezer.
That's just tender than meat.
Yeah,
it is
just tender. It's really good. What is it?
I don't know. What
is?
What's tender?
Meat. A good kind of meat there. Yeah, I'm sorry you brought that up. I took a liking to that animal. She'd speak to you across the valley. Come down the road there. She'd start talking.
Now that was right funny. I told Mom when that old skipper went to barking, he heard that truckle squeaking.
He knows.
And he went to
barking. He don't do other
calls. When I first heard it, it was squeaking, and he went down through that barking. Now I said, that's Leo coming.
Yeah.
Before you got around the hall, I said, that's Leo coming. Is your coffee?
It's perfect.
Yeah. We'll get it. I tell you what, there ain't nobody eating any eggplant but me. Will it make you sick?
I don't know whether I fixed him right or not.
Just right.
Guy,
you beat faith.
We never raised them in our lives.
We never raised eggplants either. First I ever eat was in Florida.
I tell you, I believe the season up here would be too short for them, Guy.
They raise them two down there, spring eggplant and fall eggplant.
That's right.
But it's still going to be too short. I haven't farmed down there.
You have?
No. After I got them cows, that sort of tied me down. And I'm doing other things. And there's not very little I know about there. About vegetables.
Thank you. right over there.
Didn't read it right over there.
I had to sit them down over there.
That won't burn the table, will it?
No.
Too much going on here.
And I tell you what, since you volunteered, you may have your job done now, taking care of that hay.
Cutting it up. I aim to do that.
I'll get a rain jean, then I'll have to shave. I'll shave Thursday night.
Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
He's not like these city fellers. He don't shave every night. Most of them get around there and shave twice a week and dress every night.
You know what I done? Right there, I cut my finger twice. In less than a month.
You cut them when we was up here before.
Well, and I cut again and just getting well. A worse slice. The same way I hit it down that way was safety razor. And it was cut from there to there.
Care for some
yeah.
more of these potatoes?
Have some.
No, I have some.
You had a bad one over there that day when we walked over there when they were making hay. You sliced that so.
Well, this was a worse one.
One thing you could do with that hay.
This was a worse one. And Blad hit tuck two spells of bleed. I had to bind a great big rag around it, and it just clogged itself and stopped finally. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, and I put a piece of cotton over it. The next morning, when I soaked the cotton off and tucked the cotton off, it went bleeding again. Had the same thing.
Yeah.
This was a way worse cut.
You have to be careful. That's kid stuff. Cutting
our
fingers.
It sure is. You know, it's easy to cut yourself with one of them safety razors. I was kind of watching them over there to see what they would say when you brought that up, you see, but you had your finger wrapped up, and you explained it to them, and they didn't have much choice but to just go along with it, did they?
Well, I tell you what, I've helped them guy in the hay every year.
Where are they now? I didn't see him out the third day.
Well, look, he was up next to me as I come down this morning. Richard wanted to go over to play and called me. I wasn't in. We wanted to know if I aimed to go, and I told him no. Well, he said he wanted to go over. I said, well, I've got to go over to the store. Come up and I'll drive you on over. So I went over and he told me, now I said, you going back? He said, I'll get back. So I took him up at his body and I didn't want to fool around in town all day. I just come on back.
That in Clay?
Yeah. You know, I couldn't get him. In other words, I have to have somebody to help me in my hay.
He's good as far as he knows
good,
now.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, I'll just take you over there. If you don't have long stay, you don't have to stay too long, I'll bring you back. Well, he wanted to load today, so I just laid.
Laid low, huh?
Yeah. Now, guy, he don't let meat you can eat now. But we don't eat meat. Now, that's good, but...
I'd prefer Lewis to do that.
Me, no, he neither one, or neither one. I can't eat too much pork.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
He took after all.
We don't eat too much. I like it. I can eat it. I can eat.
We don't have hog on the plate.
I can eat two or three pieces of that.
Yeah.
But a dozen too.
I kind of have to be a pig about it. Because it tastes so good, you know, you just don't know when to stop.
Well, it does. It's good, and but now I have to watch.
That Mr. Asher, he wanted to take the day off.
No, not last night.
Here's what I got from Andre the other day.
When we loaded up the second load of hay up there. Well, he said, I'm going to go up and feed my chickens and eat me a bite.
Yeah.
Said, I'll be back. Well, we come down and unloaded the other load over there, me and this fellow.
And
yeah.
Yeah, thank you. You're growing nice.
Went back up and loaded the other load, and he never showed up.
Yeah.
But, and when we got loaded, it went to rain and got wet. So, you see, a fellow like that, now this fellow down here stayed with me, you see what I mean?
Yes, I know. Who are they?
And my baby sister's two children.
Baby sister? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one to paint the house.
Yeah.
The man paid, yes. They're the one to paint the house. They live in Bethany.
Take to it.
Margaret Ann and William Douglas.
You all really get good pictures here, but I still don't have a copy of that, do I?
Yeah.
But that just looks exactly like it.
Guys.
It's in the making.
Well,
I'm going to put the order in for that.
Well, let me tell you, I was in the army in China. And, I wanted to get little things to send home, and I passed by a photographer shop one day, and I saw some of them nice pictures, you see, that the photographer makes, especially the weddings and all, and I went in there and told him I'd like to have a few of them send to my friends at home. He thought I was trying to blackmail him, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ridiculous. I wouldn't go in down to a photographer's shop down here in Clay and ask him to give me the picture of some of the copy of some of the people there in his window.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think it mattered. I didn't know him. I couldn't speak Chinese.
He couldn't speak English.
No. Well, anyhow, I didn't get him. Now, these are nice pictures you all get. You may not have a lot of things over there, but you've got a good photographer. Where is he?
He's down up Sandy from Clendenin. Young man.
Yeah.
Young man. Mom, don't cut me a very big piece of that. If it ain't moist up since last night, you get like a little bit of getting enough applesauce in it. It wasn't moist enough.
I'll tell you.
He does pretty well considering he's way down in Florida and getting around up here, don't he?
Yeah.
That's a long ways down there.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But you know what, Guy? If I'd have been heading up the other road, we left down at 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Do you know where I'd have been sitting at 7 o'clock this morning?
You wouldn't have been up in New Holland.
I'd have been in New Holland, Pennsylvania.
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
I'd have been there.
Mm-hmm. I don't see how
you
make it.
Well, nothing can give you too big a piece. No wonder you're looking skinny. Did you bring my sweet meals? I have plenty of sweet meals.
No, thank you.
I tell you what. Now we're kind of old fashioned in a way, but did you know, guy? When we get used to a certain flower.
Yeah.
Now this cake ain't as light, and she can bake good after soft cake.
Yeah.
But we've got a different flour, and you just have to learn your flour.
It's supposed to be light.
What can you get in it?
Apple sauce, ain't
you? Can you get the right sort if you want it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You can get different brands of flour now.
The Little Princess is the best flour. Now, the Herbs and Cream is supposed to be the best flour on the market.
The Little Princess
is the best flour on the market today.
Yeah, you can get the self-rising or you can get the plain. Neither one.
For biscuits.
It's better than, now this is Kroger flour. And it
just ain't good.
And how I come to have it, you see Perry works at Kroger's.
Well,
let's see, the bag has a hole in it. Well, they have to empty that out into a brown bag or some other bag, and they give that to the workers.
Oh, do they?
Yes. Well, Alberta was overstocked. She had more than she was going to get used up, and they got me a whole bag of it.
Well,
24-pound bag.
They just throw them down my way.
You can't.
It raises good, but it's not that pretty
white. She might be able to do it. I don't know.
Gracious.
You can't turn your nose up at a bag of
flour. No, you can't.
Guy, what do you think of them sweet potatoes?
I think they're first rate. And hit you out at this early in the season.
All right, we're going to take a bushel back.
We've got them dug. And they were sweet potatoes, Guy. That long and as big as my arm there, just in a mush, right?
We had to dig them, but we dug them because they on the counter.
We usually let them get the tops off, let the ridges dry 2 or 3 weeks, and let them set in the ground.
Yeah.
Till up in October
but
we had to dig them. They were rotten. And play your oyster potatoes going to rot.
I haven't canned any yet. I canned the little ones. And these potatoes, we can keep them all winter. I have been.
I want to turn this on just to try it. And I don't know what to talk about. Talk about the preacher.
Not talk about our neighbors.
Well, it don't matter who you talk about. I mean, it don't matter who you talk about.
Well,
you ought to have it on all the time, right? You always have to talk
about it. Well, I just wanted to try it out.
I expect you have. We're going to have to get there.
Tell us about Imogene. I tried to tell Faye. Now you think that's a small matter, but she's a distinct member of your family. And I tried to tell Faye about her, and I sort of, you know, I got out of it a little bit, but it wasn't worth hearing what I said to her.
Well, I tell you what, now, she's a smart cow. And I'll tell you for why. Tough notion, you just get what you pay for, guy.
Yeah.
I took a notion I was going to buy me some feed that Lawrence buys off of the feed company over at Parkersburg. He buys it, they sell it to him, deliver it to a few of the farmers around Lawrence over there at a reduced price in tonnage, you know, lots.
Yeah.
Well, Lawrence said it was cheaper. Well, I got it. And so Imogene got to see that she didn't like it too well. She got to, she wouldn't come in, I'd have to go after her.
Yeah.
And she went down on the mill till they wasn't.
Well, now you had to go after all the time I was here. Is that one reason?
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
Well, I usually go part of the way and holler for her, and she'll come.
Oh, I see.
But now, this morning I didn't get away from the barn. I had to get a sack of 20% milk maker over at the farm store Friday. And now she comes for that. And she's gaining on her milk. She got down so there wasn't a bit of foam on her milk. And she got to tell I'd have to go after her. And if I'd go to quarreling at her, you know, fussing at her because she didn't come in.
Yeah.
And she'd take off out, run down around the hill, but finally she'd beat me to the barn, you know.
Yeah.
Now, a cow knows, that they know good feed, just the same as we do here at this table. We've got preference.
I thought they'd just eat anything you put in front of them.
And now, she don't. She didn't like that feed at all. But I made her eat it.
Well, let me tell you. When I went up there with you, she practically licked a hole in the bucket. She eats that so fast.
Well, now, I think I just got this feed, but I was mixing a little of the horse and mule feed with it. Now, she likes that.
Yeah.
But now, that feed, after I got her on it alone, guy, now she went to going down on her milk. And went down till she didn't give any more than half as much, didn't she? She went down half, didn't she?
Yes, she went down half on the milk.
And when she got used to it and went to eating it a little better, while she finished up eating it, it's too high, I made her eat it, you see. When we was getting enough milk.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that we needed more milk when I went and got this other feed. I just didn't want to get her out of the habit of coming in, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I went and got a sack of 20% milk maker. Now she likes it. I don't know if she might not come this evening. It's a little early now, 5 o'clock.
We go to church.
A little too early. Yes, I'll have to go milk her. So she might not come this evening. I might have to fuss at her some.
Well, she looked to me like she's so spoiled.
Yeah, he has always had it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sort of special.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Leo was up here when she dropped her first calf in about 4 inches of snow, wasn't it, Leo, in March?
Rolled over the hill.
Oh.
That's how they come to see her. They stand down there.
Leo said to me, said, "What's that cow I threw out there?" I said, "You got a young calf rolling over the hill there." No.
What do you mean rolling over the hill?
Calf was rolling
over the hill. It couldn't get up. It was just freshly, just newly born.
You're trying to get up and then rolling over the hill?
Yes, sir. And the cow I'd asked it, wasn't that, ain't that right, Leo?
That's right.
Right over the hill.
On the 1st of March.
Had we not been there, had I not seen that, it'd rolled right in that hedge out there and froze to death.
It froze to death. Got
fired. You just got there at the right time.
Yes. Well, Leo just happened to see us.
Would you care for some more coffee?
Just right. Thank you.
Don't
you
want
anymore? Yeah. You look like you feel better. Pretty good.
Well, I do at times. I'm not taking as much medicine as I do.
Oh, yes. Where did she get her name? Is that something special?
Yes. I bought her off of a girl. King girl lives over the hill there. I hauled her to school. Bought her. Why, this girl and her husband, they had 5 children.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And they were
yes.
having trouble.
I try to remember that.
They were having trouble.
Yeah.
And she said she was going to sell her cow and leave him. Leave her, man. Take the young and leave.
Yeah.
I told her I wouldn't buy her if she's going to do that. And then finally, her daddy called later. And me and Mom went over and I bought her. Gave her $110 for her. $10 more than I thought she was worth then, about 3 years ago. And I named her Imogene before I got her home. That's how she come by her name.
Yeah.
The girl, she was a good girl. Didn't cause me no trouble on the bus. And I...
Oh, she was one of your...
Students at home.
On the bus.
Yeah, the girl bus. Yeah.
But that was afterwards that she.
Oh yeah. She was married.
And
had 5 children, Mom.
No,
yes.
She only had 3,
Mom. No, she had 5. They had 5 children, Mom.
Yeah.
Yes, and. That, you see, guy, this cow's only 3 years old this past spring.
First calf?
Second calf.
Second calf. Yeah. Well, this is the second calf that Leo saw.
No, the first.
The first calf that he saw.
You first. Now, I'm not hurrying me.
This last March a year ago, guy.
March a year ago that I died.
March a year ago.
Well, he's up here last February, and then he's up here.
Well, I know, but it was this March a year ago
yeah.
when he was up here, and we was out down there, and he said, what's that cow running over the hill like that?
Yeah.
And I looked, I know what happened, you see.
Yeah, as soon as you saw it, you
yes,
knew what happened.
I knew what happened.
You know, that's an amazing thing, isn't it, about when you have animals and live with them, sort of.
Right.
You can, something moving around up there, you know what's going
right,
on.
Right, sure, yeah. Yeah. So, went out there and picked the calf up, carried it into the barn. She followed me right into the barn.
Yeah.
I got it up and got some milk in it, and it was okay.
Yeah.
And I've got it now. It's out berry, it's out kenner.
Yearling now.
Yearling, fast.
Fast.
Nice heifer.
Yeah. I got a steer I wish you had. He started off as a runt, and I kept him because I had 8 heifers, all of them were pretty, and that meant I just had one little old runny steer to take to the market. So I said, well, I'm not going to worry with him. So I just fed him along with the heifers. See, I had them little stalls.
Yeah.
Did you see my little slips?
No.
I wish you'd seen them. I thought them up. I don't know how I got the idea, but they're just as clever as they can be. You see, they're just wide enough for the cow or the calf to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a big cow, it's not wide
Crowd.
Enough. And what it does, just one can get in there. And what it does is they can stand there and eat slow if they want to.
And nobody, no other one don't bother.
Some of them rovers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, they're mean.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just choke themselves with their own feed and then go off and try to get somebody else.
Yeah.
And I never like to be pushed on myself, and that's the reason I do that. Well, what was I going to tell you? And that little steer.
Yeah.
Well, son, I sold all my herd, you see, last fall.
Yeah.
I didn't sell him because he's still a runt. And I had this old broken-down cow. She had the arthritis. She was one of my original cows and had had some of the finest calves.
Huh.
One of my good cows.
Right in there.
Well, sir, I just turned him in with her, and he took right up to her.
Hmm.
I didn't know they'd do that.
Yeah.
Why, she couldn't walk hardly,
mm-hmm.
and he could just zip away,
mm-hmm.
but he wouldn't go off any distance at all from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he took a spell of growing,
hmm.
and he hadn't quit it.
Well, I know.
And he's huge.
Well, I know.
He's huge. He weighs 1,000 pounds. Yes, sir. And somebody ought to be putting him on grain and butchering him.
Yeah. Well,
we can raise very much grain.
Why don't,
that Bill, he's hungry down
in
about Tom's corn.
He's outside.
Find us some sugar corn.
Why don't you?
And it turned out to be field corn.
Yes.
And it's just, I'm throwing out my devil in Daddy and Doris. They planted it on the north to me and the whole game too.
Yeah.
And
she called it old Tommy corn.
I said all the time it wasn't sugar corn. It had to be field corn.
Yeah.
But they planted that for old Tom.
Yeah.
Well, now I bought it for sugar corn.
Yeah.
Well, guy, why don't you and Leo, why don't you let Leo get the grain, feed this steer and take him to the slaughter for you and put him in the deep for you. Why don't you do that?
We all gad around so we just irresponsible and we don't do anything right. That's the long and the short of it, you see.
Well,
I'm as bad as Leo. Getting to be as bad.
Well, now...
Let me tell you. Now, he's growing and all like that, but he's just as pretty as your pretty cows up there. I mean, he's pretty.
Yeah.
And he's a bull. He's a steer.
And you'd hate to eat him, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, but I'd sell him.
For what?
You gotta.
Sometime when Leo was coming up here, what would you ask for him? I'd buy him.
Well, that's an idea. That's an idea. That's right. When he's coming up here, just stick him in there, and you can feed him out. Well, he ought to do it. He's just right ease now.
Yeah.
I wish you had him. We could have put him in this time.
Yeah.
We had plenty of room.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I tell you what, if I go to church with this woman and Leo, this woman leave you here by yourself, but you can keep house and get some good sleep.
Yes, I won't.
In other words, you won't run off.
No, I won't run off. You'll find me kind of right up there.
Well, I'll go get that cow and we'll get ready. We ought to leave here by 6:00.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I've lived with one of these for several years, and I had some of the young people working out there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so old, when they came in and we sat down to eat, they'd say, have you got the tape on? Well, I said, what in the world you want me to put that tape on for? Well, they say, well, I've got something to tell you, and I can talk better with
mm-hmm.
a tape on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, let me tell you, I learned from them. You know, you can learn a lot from young people. You see, they was 20, 25 years old along in there.
Sure.
And they're all bright, brighter than I never was bright, but they are all bright.
In other words, you kind of resent me at calling you educator, do you?
Well, you can call me anything you want to.
Well, I don't do it to be nasty. But you know, you go ahead with your story.
Well, that's it.
Well,
and I learned that from them.
Yeah.
And I got so I can listen better.
Uh-huh.
When the thing's on. So
well,
I just take it for granted.
You know, I went up to, me and Mom went up to Jackson's mill to the, we toyed schooling boys, convention this last May a year ago.
Yeah.
And when I got up there, well, just me and her went from Clay County. When I got up there, there was one lady from Lone County that I happened to know. I know her. Well, and that was the only person we knew, you see. So they put me in a cabin and with a couple of professors from West Virginia University up here at Morgantown.
Oh, really?
And one 81 years old. Well, I went up there to talk up. I've always said that our retirement fund didn't give the older people justice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, in it percentage-wise, when we get a raise, why the fellow that's getting $600 a month gets much more of a raise, he gets the same percentage raise as I get.
Yeah.
And I started off with $42 a month on retirement because I was a low salary bus driver, which was important for the school system. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Just as important as your place was in the school. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If the bus drivers didn't get the pupils into you, you couldn't teach them.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, and if you didn't keep them quiet on the way in, they wouldn't be much good the rest of the morning.
Well, that's true, but still, what I was trying to bring out, that they, you see, like I told them, I said, I can't help not having no education. I'm just an old dumb bus driver. And I said, fellas, I said, I feel out of place here in this cabin with you educated fellas. You fellas is professors from the West Virginia University, and I feel entirely out of place. But I come up here to preach up my side. Us little fellas need the better income. You fellas are getting the big income from the teacher's retirement, and we're getting nothing. Which I claim our position in the school system was as valuable and was worth as much to the system as your fellows was. Yet, though, you fellows had education and qualified for higher wages. And I said, I couldn't help being dumb. This old 81-year-old fellow, when I first met him, you wanted to draw our money. Our money. Well, here's what I told him. I just come right back at him. I said, mister, you're 81 years old, ain't you?
Yes.
Retired at 65. You're drawing on government money now. You've drawn out every dime you ever paid in. Drawing on the other fellow's money. Same as I am at my low income. I'm drawing on the other fellow's money, but I ought to get more. I ought to get a decent living.
Yeah.
So I got in the hornet's nest, but I got my point over.
Yeah.
If there was educated fellows. They said, well, Mr. Cook, we hadn't thought of it that way.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, now you got a long ways if they said that.
Well, they did. Yes. You see, they couldn't say anything else. You see, we've got teachers right here in Clay County. Started off with $500 or $600 a month.
Yeah.
Teachers retirement. When they started me off at $42.
Yeah.
See the point? And I was in the school system too.
You mean they retired on $500 or $600?
That's what they claimed they were getting. Yes. That much retirement. Well, Mr. Guy, they nobody me and Hillary don't need $600 to live on the rest of our days, a month, do we?
Yeah.
We don't need that much money to live on. We're making it on less than $300. See? What I mean?
Well, $600, that's...
And plus the Social Security, you see?
Oh, yeah.
That was the teacher's retirement. And they got Social Security besides. And they brought away more money on Social Security than I did. So we didn't get no wages.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what.
All right.
Well... Now that's on tape.
Well,
go ahead.
It's the truth. And when they signed us up, we got there a little bit late. And when they signed us up, they put me and Monda Haley and him in.
In with these two professors, you see.
Well, yeah, I had his clothes on.
They really put you in the high tone company, didn't they?
So I had to go to my room and take his things out, and he carried them on his arm.
Wrapped in a bath towel.
Well, you put them across your arm and then put the bath towel on top of them and took them to his room.
Yeah.
I said, I learned how to go on a trip like this from now on. I was put them separate and had to put them in a paper bag.
Yeah.
So, well, you
we
see,
had a nice trip, though.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it.
That's up at Morgantown.
No, at
Jackson's
Mills. We came up in Yermo County.
What?
We've been up at
We've been to Morgantown, but this was the retired school employees convention, you see.
Yeah.
Annual fall meeting.
Yeah.
We haven't heard it this year. It's done paid.
No, I don't think I.
Well, anyhow, we just volunteered to go, you see.
Yeah.
And I had this on my chair, and I wanted to go up there to talk to the, what I wanted to do. I wanted to talk to the state president of our state organization.
Yeah.
You see, I belong to the county organization, state organization, and the national organization. I belong to all five of them. If I was a bus driver, you see, and I wanted to go to get to talk to our state man to see if they couldn't get this here monthly income ought to be adjusted. Them big fellas, I think, ought to come down to a reasonable point. Wouldn't ask them to come down with us. We, me and her, can make it on less money than a lot of people can.
Yeah.
We have all our lives.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted. And but it didn't. I don't know. We ain't got no adjustment. It's still on the percentage basis.
I don't know how they ever started the bus drivers so low. I don't see how they ever got anybody to take the job.
Guy, our children here, they was walking 2 miles and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Across this hill here.
Oh, yeah.
And when I started, I had to let my little ones in the first grade walk. The Board of Education just hired me to haul 9 high school students. That was all my contract. Well, I was hauling them in a truck. And to go up this holler here, there were several kids up here.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick all the grade school kids up. I couldn't take mine. I had to let mine walk the rest. See what I mean?
So that's what got you into it.
I had to go into it to get transportation for the kids. Well, the next year, I got transportation till I could haul the kids, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what put me into driving school bus.
Yeah. And then you were caught.
Yes, and
and I started at $140 a month.
Furnishing his own vehicle and his own gas.
Yes, I can beat that. The first winter I got 90 a month.
That's right, an old 35 Chevrolet.
90 a month. For
and home. Furnish your own vehicle?
That's right, I'm gasoline. But our high school kid, Leo, when he went to high school, walked out of here before daylight.
Right. The last year, part of the last year, I rode with you.
Yes, that's right.
1946.
And then he come back from Korea I'll tell you this one, and then I'll go. He come back from out of the service. You hadn't went to Korea yet. You come in on a furlough, didn't you? When that time I took you over here and you took Mabel Payne's seat and the old woman got on me that evening. He was in on a furlough and he wanted to go to Clay. And I said, well, you can go with me. Well, I took him in the seat with me and went on down to the far end of the line over yonder and I got the first one that loaded in the seat with us. Well, this other girl, where the mother got on me, the two girls rode in with me. But when got over there, Leo had her seat, well, it made him mad, and the old woman got on me that evening and just chewed me out just right. but she finally come to her oats and apologized later.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
It was February and it was cold and snowing. Lord, it was bad. Yeah.
I know, but here's the point. He was in, it was bad for the kids to ride, but I had a decent place for them to ride. I had the cab covered behind. Had a decent place for the kids to ride on the truck, but she had no business. I was in charge of that. Board of Education wasn't. I was in charge of it and responsible.
Yeah.
But they thought that Leo would took a good place, you see.
In the cab?
Yeah.
I see. And then Leo was sitting in the cab and the girl was sitting in the trunk.
In the back. With the other kid.
Yeah.
Wasn't any better than the other kid, you see.
So, see, that's what it all gets into.
Well, yeah. It takes a pretty good man to survive a lot of them things.
But I tell you what, I found out, guys, not patting myself on the back.
Yeah.
I found out you just had to be straight out and speak right square what you think and stay with
it. Yeah. Right on the spot.
Yes, sir, that's right. We thought he was a good host.
Well, now, did you speak to that woman right then?
No, she didn't. She didn't take offense till afterwards.
Oh, I see.
The girl went home that evening, you see.
I see.
She got on later, you see.
I see. She got you later.
Yeah.
Well, did you tell her? Did you stand up to her?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I stood up to her.
Now, this is the end of the first visit with Burl Cook, at supper. On Saturday, the 28th of September, 1974, Burl and Ms. Cook. This is the inn around Channel 1 over around 1,000. Channel 1 over around 1,000. And this is the end of the first visit, and a fine one, with Burl and Ms. Cook this Saturday at supper and after. It's an early supper. They're going to the preaching and hear the bluegrass music this Saturday, the 28th of September, 1974. Now, this is Sunday morning at breakfast and after, and a continuation. And you see on this same side, Channel 1 over, around 900 at breakfast on Sunday morning, 29th of September, 1974. This is Sunday morning, and Channel 1 over on 900, and keep on to 1800. It's incomplete, both the first and last, but this Sunday morning, 29th of September, 1974.
Well, he's in there.
Oh.
He's in there. He's coming.
I just sat down here.
I can barely be here. I don't know if they...
This is the best view you got, you see. Clear across the kitchen and out in there.
Yes, it is. It's
a nice view there. When I have so many dishes to wash, I can look up in the bottom and wash dishes too.
Yes, it's
nice. You coming, Leo?
Did that toast come up?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing, one of the few things I learned. You put a little cloth over bread like that, and it'll stay warm the longest time.
Yeah, that's right. You want to say grace, God?
Lord, make us thankful for all these blessings, our friends, and that beautiful day. We ask in the name of Jesus, amen.
What
Did
what's this laying here on the table?
That's something that I say.
I see no name on it.
And I forgot to bring it last night. Yes, last night. I forgot. We ate so quick, I forgot. She said that when I got there, just to put that at your place.
Oh, and you don't know what it is?
No, I don't know what it is.
We'll just have to open it and see.
I know Faye, nothing pleases Faye is it for somebody to send her a little something.
Oh, yes.
That's all right.
Oh, if any thanks for taking such good care of God, best wishes to you and Mr. Cook. Thanks, Mom.
Mr. Cook.
Well, the boys has made.
Or jury.
Well, yeah.
You're going to have to go somewhere now, aren't you?
Long came.
Huh?
Long
came.
Lord made 22 gallon and a half of molasses. Nice. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Think of that. 22 gallons and a half, wouldn't it?
And that's 15 more to go.
That'd just about take you through the winter, wouldn't it?
My.
I hear the sugar.
What's up? Do you have some?
No, I don't. I'll have to get some cream. You can see here how much cream on peanut milk.
Yeah.
Not peanuts.
Oh.
We had a cow called Peanuts. She's much like this cow. She calls her Peanuts half the time.
Yes, she'd come in. She'd come in. I could holler to her and she'd come just like anything.
I tell you, that feed bucket, they learn about that fast, don't they?
Yes, they do. Well, Tom does. He learned fast.
You all grew up on sorghum and
cornbread? No.
You
he just wanted to tell that.
We had it, though.
We had it.
Yes, yes. We raised... We raised 60, 50, 60 gallons. So.
Yeah.
That would take you through the water.
Yeah. Yes, I had... I maybe shouldn't have sold it, but it was just... And there was a piece of it come up missing. I had a cane mill there.
You had your own mill?
Yeah. And you won't sell. And the piece of it come up missing. I had it up down in the hollow. And the fellow wanted to buy it. I priced it. I thought he... Well, you wouldn't take it. Give $50 for it when I bought it.
Used it for
years. Used it for years and loaned it to everybody that needed one. And this fellow wanted to buy it. Oh, I said, you wouldn't want to give what? Well, he said, you wouldn't want to give what a day for it. Well, he said, I could have got one last fall for $50. I said, yes, maybe it wasn't as good as this one. So, well, he kept on. I said, well, I wouldn't take less than $100 and don't care about taking that. It's Mom's first cousin now. And here in a few days, here they come and let me out the check for $100.
Uh-huh. He'd just soon pay you $100 as $50. Just write it out for $100.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where Leo figures on his trade.
Why, we, well, here, guy, I found out. If you put the price high enough and the fellow offers you what you think you can afford to take for your stuff, well, you can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
These fellas that you have to do, you've got to come down a few dollars or you can't trade with them.
They wouldn't want to trade unless they can do
it. That's right. They won't trade. There used to be some Lincolnville boys come around here, and they wouldn't trade with you. They wouldn't give you what you first asked.
Yeah.
They'd do you a few dollars.
Yeah.
So if you put the price up, you can come down
to
the other fellow's price, and if you don't, you can't.
You can't raise it.
No, that's right, you can't.
No, sir. If you don't ask it, you'll never get it, will you?
That's right. That's exactly right.
What boys was that, girl?
Lincolnville.
I don't know that name.
Well, they used to be...
Not very many of them in this country.
They just run the country to buy stuff, and they made a fortune and didn't pay no income tax, and they had a patch of land cut off in a hollow over here for Walrack, and the revenue man, the tax man come along, sold the farm, the 400 acre farm, for the taxes that they had failed to pay through the Spencer market over there.
Man alive. Man alive.
Now that happened, didn't it, Leo? You can remember that.
Yeah.
You can remember that.
What was that mean?
Lincolnville.
How'd you say that? Lincolnville.
Used to be, used to, uh, buys new automobiles every year, new trucks.
Yeah.
After that, I left started my car instead of walking.
Right. It wasn't it, Daddy?
After that, right?
Yes, and they...
After the revenue got a hold of them, why?
Yeah.
They just walking.
Revenue really got them.
Paint them out.
That guy.
Now, I don't like to talk this, I don't like to tell this, but it's the truth. They run over, run into a man and his wife right over here below Newton, and killed the woman. They went into a bunch of right over here, going home from church along the road, and killed one person and crippled up and
two or three others.
And never spent a day in jail. Never spent a day in jail. And their daddy, I bought a truck when I got the school bus over here off of the superintendent. And he told me that it had a new sticker on it. And I told him, I said, that sticker's run out. Oh, he said, Sam, you get good first you find. First Friday after school was out, there's a widow woman up there. I'd sold her a cow, and she'd milked for 2 or 3, 4 years. She was heavy milker, and she went bad in the milk. And she told me, she said, I'm going to have to sell my cow. I said, will you take spend some money for me? And I said, yes. Loaded her in that truck, took it out there, unloaded her, and come back down. As I started home, I come back down to the checking station and went in, and the ex-sheriff was the only one I talked to, and he come out to the checking station, and he said, why, Mr. Cook, he said, your stick was good till the 1st of July, just same, just like mine. And he was the ex-sheriff, and had run out, started me on, and went over and come through Spencer, and as I come through Spencer, picked up this old man Lincoln over. And little New State Police was on duty, sitting along the road, and he seen my stick was run out, and he pulled in behind me, got out.
You want cream for your,
Got out of town. Do you want sugar?
I got it.
Got out of town for enough till he could pull me over, and he gave me a ticket, and you know he wouldn't believe me that I'd stopped over there. The checking station should have paid the fine instead of me. And that old man Lincoln always sat down and laughed at me. He'd come in the wall back over here. One of the Clay County school bus drivers, state police got it. Checked again, you see.
He just sat there and took it in.
Yeah. And I believe the little young state police, I believe he gave a little bit on me. But this old man now, life him, you see.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
They knew him. They knew what kind of a man he was. And they knew he was a bus driver, too.
He knew about my driver's license. You know there wasn't no outlaw. Or I couldn't have drove a school bus. See? But I paid the fine anyhow.
You paid the fine anyhow?
Mm-hmm.
You had to go in?
Yeah. I had to go into the Justice Peace over here to play.
My experience is, whenever I go in, they don't... They say that the officer that arrests you, he ain't the judge. But my experience is that the judge goes right along with him.
And then I was stopped by another state police over there, and Mom and youngest girl was with me. You fooled my boy, he made me kind of show up. Well, he told me to go in before the state police, or before the justice police over there. See? So, when I went in, paid my fine, it was too late that evening, justice was closed. Had to go back in Spencer to pay my fine. Old Justice Peace, he's dead now. On no said, well, he going to plead guilty? I said, no, sir. Not going to plead guilty. He said, what do you want me to put on this? He knows what to put on it. I should have said, but I didn't know enough. Plead no contest, you see.
Right.
They couldn't have held it against me, you see. In another offense, you see what I mean? But I told him, when he said, well, what do you want me to put on this? I said, put on whatever you want to on it. But I'm not guilty. If I had $500 to post $500 bond, I'd beat me a state police one time. I said, but when I come in here before the justice, the state police knows what justice you're going to do. I told him that right in his office.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Well, now that would be my opinion.
Well,
I mean, that'd be my experience.
It was my opinion, and I told him so. So, these justices, the pieces, they ought to be outlawed. A lot of them don't know any more law than a dumbhead like me. They don't know whether you're giving you justice or not.
Yeah. And you had to go clear over to Spencer twice?
Yes. No, I went to Clay the first time.
You get some more coffee? It's made possible. You want some? So you haven't drank while you've got.
No, I haven't drunk yet.
Then go ahead, you say.
I'm sitting here eating like a farmhand. Like I was going out there and make hay or something.
Now, a lot of people might think that I was just windjamming about such stuff as that, but now I had them two experiences.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky that you didn't have any more. Yeah.
Wasn't a bit more just than nothing in the world. Neither one of them. That checking station guy should have been, they should have took their license.
Yeah.
That's what the state police should have done. That was his duty to do that.
And here you went up there and told him that you had been to the checking station.
Yes, sir.
And you told him what the checking station
and
told you.
Offered to go back with him. Grove had been there. I told him who the man was. I said, ex-sheriff of Wilmer County, Cole Westfall. And he told me that he had a sticker just like mine. I said, you better check the ex-sheriff's car. But he wouldn't go back.
No.
Oh.
Well, you never had much law trouble.
No.
You just worked it out sort of amongst yourself. That law trouble, I wouldn't want to get into that.
Winner's loser. Lawyers get it.
Yeah. And they're the ones that used to live in the big houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the time that you was raising your family, the lawyers was doing good.
Yeah. Leo, they're gonna force sale on the Willie Gandy farm down here. For sale. All the kids, all the heirs but Lily, they brought suit against her, and the sheriff done served notice. She got 20 days to make a reply some way. They done served notice, they're going to sell it. How's this?
Well, the rest of the kids not satisfied the way things went, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, did she have anything in writing about from old man and old lady?
Not for the main place, Al. But the she has. You see, William bought that home McCown place.
Yeah.
Down on the bank.
Yeah.
And the mother, William's, and Lily's mother. After Uncle Willie died, the board, when they discontinued that school, the board received $25 from old Miss Candy.
Yeah.
And they made she fixed that so Lily and William will get the school there and school lot. And then William got married and sold his place to some fellow over about, yeah, somewhere's over in there, in Jackson County.
He got married?
Yeah. And
who did he marry?
I don't know. Some fellow over there. No, no, it wasn't Sissonsville.
That's where he lived.
No, it's, Mommy's over where Doris is. Patty Duck. Oh,
Harmony?
Oh, Harmony, I think.
What are you gonna do? What's that motor down there?
Yes.
It's running.
Yes, it's
running.
Guy, the deep freeze is running.
I was gonna turn it off probably for a minute.
Yes, it's automatic. So this fella come and Lily and Collins, you see Collins working on 79, making good money on the construction. And they lost the home place, you know, building rooms on. So I fixed the vacate the house. May see, them kids, they 10 of them. They 9 or 10, 8 or 10.
Just like your
and they won't, the lawyer will get it.
Yes.
They won't, the kid won't get nothing. The lawyer will get it all.
It's just as well to give it to her.
Yes. Well now let's see.
So she did stay with her parents till they died.
Now that's the home place you're talking
about.
Yeah. And so the child that stayed with the parents got it.
Well, no.
Have.
Well, a lot of parents, they die too soon. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have things fixed up. Well, that's what causes these lawsuits with the family.
Yeah.
Now we've got 10 children, and they didn't fuss and fume and fight around all the time when they was at home, and there's no disturbance too much between them now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They well. Well. Mom, I just didn't say there wasn't any, but I said there wasn't too much. That's what I meant after that. You know, a lot of times there could be a little disturbance, and the parents wouldn't know it.
Yes, and nobody.
You see what I mean? And it not materialize into a big family feud, you see.
Yeah.
But this down here, and I've known so many people, so many families, just law the parents to stay away and get nothing out of it.
Yes.
Lawyers get it.
Yes.
That's foolishness.
Yeah. Well, now, what the old folks did was to give it to this girl.
No,
one girl.
No, as I understand it, there wasn't any...
Wasn't a will.
There wasn't a will. And the only thing was fixed up was, I think, was the schoolhouse lot and school building. It went to the two youngest children, boy and girl, from the mother. From the mother to the two young, the youngest girl and the youngest boy.
Yeah.
The school building did, and the rest is just like this year here. We wouldn't have no papers fixed up, and both of us drop off. Why, it belongs to Tim.
Well, she was there taking care of them when they died.
Now, that's right.
And so she just stayed.
That's right. That's right.
And now...
And she tried to buy it. She tried to buy it.
Yeah.
None of them went one. One out of 9 or 10. Come clean, said, I'm going to make Lily a clear deed for my part of the home place.
Yeah. I see.
Just one out of that many, you see, that's got a hoarding.
The rest of them wanted to sell it and divide it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And where would that get them? The price of an automobile or a used one at that.
Yes, and a cheap used.
Yeah.
At one time, Leo, that place wouldn't have sold for more than $1,500, would it?
What, that really
Yes.
Why, no.
No, no, it'll never go that high, Leo.
Some outsider.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. They just heard the notice, and Lillian Collins has to make a reply in 20 days. They have 20 days to make a reply.
Well, they got 6 days. They got 6 days.
Yeah.
Well, she hadn't. Does she have the money?
No. Well, they're both working, and they've got 3 or 4 children. No, they don't. They were just poor people.
Just poor people.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they could bid it. They could bid on it. If they can get the credit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, the ones to credit them would be the family.
Well... She tried to get that away.
Yeah.
No, here's the point, guy. These children there went to feuding about it, and this youngest girl, her husband, was caught making moonshine whiskey right in the kitchen. State police walked up the window. But he didn't serve no time. He just went to charge him before the federal judge, and he said, just before Christmas. Well, he said, it's too near Christmas. Said, I'm going to give you 2 year pardon and send you back home for Christmas. Well, I had it in the dump.
Yeah.
What is the boy's name?
Jesse, the one that lives in Pennsylvania.
You want more COVID, guys?
I still got a little thing here.
So, I don't know.
Well, did they feud while the old folks were living?
No. They was the family. They was considered a peaceable family, wasn't they, Leo?
Yeah.
Yes, they was considered a peaceable family when the dad and mother was living. Well, I tell you what. Maybe I shouldn't tell you. But when my mother died, she was sharing with us. And my brother, next oldest brother, died in World War I over in France. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, they had insurance, government had insurance on him, you see. Well, my mother and father brought the insurance. Then when he went to the service, he sent back. They got $30 a month, you know, then. He sent back half of his wages to my mother. And that, when he died, well, that entitled my father and mother to $15 a piece from the government plus his insurance. $15 a month apiece, as long as they live.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, when the insurance drawed out, and my father died, the government gave my mother a check instead of $15 a month, extra from the government, extra the insurance run out, to give her $45 a month.
Anybody want more coffee?
Well, she brought Dad as long as she lived, and she died on the 27th day of October, and if she'd lived till the first of the month, she'd have got another $45. And because she died here with a funeral director over here at the play, he was an awful nice man. And he gave me papers. He said, "Boy," he said, "you can send in this report to the government and they'll send you about $40 to $42. Or maybe $43. Mm-hmm. And put the pay on that they owe it to your mother. And we can collect it on a funeral, and it'll go to on your part of the funeral." And you know, he said you would have to get the other heirs to sign. You know what they was? She's dead now, my old sister. You know what she said? They didn't have a young'un in the world. She said, "Well, that'll be about $7 a piece for us." I said, "Well," I said, "that's what you feel about it." I said he could collect it on the funeral. My part of the funeral. But said it's coming to also. I said, "Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll just not send the papers in. And I've got them in there and my papers here."
Is that right?
Never said.
So you know in a small way what happened.
I know, yes. I know what happened.
And that was your sister.
And they didn't have no children. And they was about as well off as any of Cook family. And we had 10. No. No, not that time. We had 8 at that time.
Oh, this was a baby, wasn't she, Mom?
Well, how much family did you have?
Which?
In your sisters and brothers.
Oh.
Uncles.
Had 5.
It was 8 of us.
8 of you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. 5 boys and 3 girls.
Lewis said that there was no fellow out there I know, Delbert and Fred and Bob. I wish I could have talked to him. Well, who was it?
I'd give anything to know about that. I'd like to know who he is.
I'll tell you what, I'll bet you.
I'll bet you he's. You see, they all three belong to Lindsay's mom. I bet you they belong to Lindsay's mom.
Why? There's 300 and some members, and I don't know very many of them. Not very many.
Ain't been there for 2 years, this past April. That's me. I've been aiming to go, and the women folks want me to bring Mom.
They wanted us to come
and join the Eastern Star this summer, a year ago,
and we never did get around to it. Mom got
tried
knocked out. We never have made it.
It's a place to go, and you get together with your neighbors, and if the lodge don't. Ain't nothing to you, don't do you any good, right? The teacher makes him with the neighbors.
You can't touch with your neighbors.
You can't.
Yeah, that's nice.
But the lodge, well, he is something to know.
What?
Huh?
Don't.
You know, I believe that, look at that, I believe that wind set a little bit.
Yeah,
that limb right out there, you see, it's not blowing at all. I'm getting...
Want some more coffee?
No, I don't know.
You sit down, young. There you go.
I was going to watch that
not using good principle,
good moralism.
Now, this is Sunday morning, at breakfast and after. It's Channel 1 over. I finished Channel 1 over, 900 to the end. This is about 1800. This Sunday morning, the 29th of September, 74. Channel 1 over, around 1800. And the end on this recording, this is incomplete. After talk, after breakfast, we start in the kitchen, and this is just a little bit in the living room. This Sunday morning, 29th of September 74.